His name was Melchior. He was a magi, a seeker by trade, so he's quite accustomed to the never-ending quest for answers. When a few stars appeared in the heavens, Melchior was not surprised that he felt compelled to study, to follow it. However, he was surprised when he discovered that the stars seemed to move as if to entice him to follow. Even more, he was perplexed about a vision that he had, a vision that so moved him, he began a journey, a search for a newborn Jewish king.
Amar.
Yes, Father.
Amar, I need your help. There are some clay vessels on a shelf in the outer room. Will you bring them to me? I want to pack them for my trip.
Yes, Father. I'll bring them. Father.
Yes, son?
Father, how long?
How long?
How long will you be gone?
That I do not know for sure, but not to worry. You'll be safe here with your mother and the other children. Work hard at your studies every day, and I'll be back before you know it.
But why?
Why what?
Why must you go?
Son, I'm an astrologer. You know that.
Yes, a student of the stars. The wisest in all Persia.
Well, I have made a discovery.
Yes, a new star. I know all about it. They talk about it in the streets.
Oh, in the streets, eh?
Yes, they say that you had a vision about the star and a baby king in the west.
There was a vision.
They also say that you have heard evil voices from the darkness.
No, that is a lie.
And they say...
Yes, go on.
Is it not true, is it, Father? Are you not leaving your family for a senseless journey? Are you a madman?
Amar, come here, my son. I must be honest. I, too, have wondered if it would be a senseless journey. Believe me, I have doubted my own sanity. I have struggled with the calling for many, many days. I do not even understand it myself.
Father, let me go with you.
No. No, I do not know where this journey will take me, where it will end. All I know is this new star will show me where to find this king.
Then, if I cannot go with you, will you take this gift for me to give to the king?
Amar, this is your favorite toy.
Yes, it is.
Oh, son, of course I'll take it. And if I do not find... Well, at least this will give me comfort on the way.
A wise man he was, yet confounded by a compelling call from the Most High and humbled by a simple gift. Melchior himself planned to carry a costly vial of frankincense as his offering. But then he wondered, would either gift be enough for a king?
How can I know? How can I tell? Just what gift would please him well? A treasure of love or a gift of wood? Or is there yet a treasure? I've not found on earth.
If it is king and king, we not have all we need. If he is royal king, we ever want for me. Would he not have everything? The gift may give us glory of a
king.
Thank you.
star guided the way, onward, constantly onward. Melchior followed it faithfully, from one countryside, one city to another, wondering where it would lead next, wondering if this mysterious holy pilgrimage would ever end. Suddenly, as though it had marked the spot where the royal treasure lay, the star seemed to pause over an Arabian marketplace.
Silks, fine silks for sale, spices, imported spices. Sir, yes, you. It would look as though you have a real eye for quality goods. Come and see. Something for your wife, something for you.
No, thank you.
So, these are not good enough for a man of such means?
No, that's not it. I'm not here to buy. I won't need silk where I'm going. And I have all the frankincense I can carry now.
In a business marketplace in Arabia, and not here to buy? Oh, to sell them, I suppose. How much? I will give you a fair price for your spices.
No, I'm neither here to buy nor sell. I'm here to find someone.
Well, I know all the merchants and regular customers. Maybe I can help you.
I don't think so, unless you know something about a king.
A king? Oh, sure. I stand in company of kings every day. In fact, I'm expected at the palace now. Don't want to keep His Highness waiting.
I am very serious. I have a guide from the heavens that has led me all the way from Persia to visit a newborn king.
Oh, and your guide led you here?
Well, yes. I followed the guide by night and by day, but I still do not know the exact location of the king.
A guide from the heavens, huh? I met somebody today, in fact, two men who maybe can help you. I'll tell you more for a small fee.
Good head for business, I see. Oh, all right.
Foreign coins, huh? No. Then let's say, my information for that vial of frankincense.
Melchior had to admit it would have been easier that way, to trade his offering for a shortcut. Maybe he could explain to the king why he had arrived too quickly, but without a fine present. Yet Melchior decided his heavenly guide to trust his heavenly guide a little further. Perhaps in time he would find the king and finally understand the vision, his calling to the faraway kingdom that heaven itself had built.
His calling from heaven's in glory and majesty.